A reading from Luke 10, 1-4. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road."
It's good to think back to the earliest days of Jesus' ministry when he was by the side, besides the Sea of Galilee, and he calls Peter and others, very unlikely people, into his ministry. And we oftentimes think of the followers of Jesus as the 12, but there were many, many more people. And here is an example of a larger group of people following him. And also it shows that there's been a real progression from the early days till now, when they have been trained and they've been hearing Jesus, and they're now ready on their own to go out and minister to the people in the vicinity.
Jesus is pretty clear about what he's doing. He knows for his own personal life that he's going to the cross. Just in the chapter before in Luke, Luke sets the tone that says Jesus set his sights on Jerusalem and he was heading there. So he knew about his role on the cross and the unique role that he would play in being our bridge to God and the resurrection that would follow the cross. But from the beginning, he's setting up what's going to happen when he leaves. He's always passing on to the next group of people. Those who are getting the message, he empowers them early, and he gives them his authority, which we've talked about before, to be able to go out. But now he pushes it to the next level, and he sees this group of 72, and he specifically commissions them. There's a lot of things in here that are fascinating, and the idea that he sends them out by twos, the importance of support and people that would be with you to encourage you, because they are going out as lambs among wolves. And he tells them to have a focus. Don't get distracted by other things in the life. That's the whole idea of one bag and one cloak. And don't go preparing for long term. Don't get distracted by talking to people along the way. Know what your destiny is. Get there. And so Jesus is setting up those who are going to follow him and carry his message and the power of his life itself to the next group of people.
He says, "Ask the Lord," and then the idea of two. In one of my earlier devotionals, I talk about the power of two.
Yeah.
You know, when you're hiking and you're out alone and you get off the path, or you fall and you hurt your leg, or something happens and there's nobody there to call upon to help you, you're literally lost. And it's very frightening, because Jesus warns them that he's not going out to a bucolic postcard-like world, but he's going out and he will be like lambs among wolves, a kind of a warning that the world is not necessarily going to receive you well.
There's two thoughts that come together in this. When Matthew tells the story, the reason Jesus is concerned about the harvest as he looks upon the people and he has compassion about them, because they're like sheep without a shepherd. So there's this inner drivenness about concern for others, but the task that you're going to have, it means you're going to take some shots. So Jesus is basically, out of this center of compassion and love, you need to have a mental fortitude and toughness and to go out there. And as you've highlighted so well, that best happens in community.